The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen again anytime, 24/7. Visit our podcast page at LarryMarino.com. Sunday morning, newsmakers, AM 870, The Answer.
My guest is Dr. Oku Nguyen, a doctor of osteopath medicine from Optum Care Medical Group in Seal Beach. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity.
It is great to have you here. You are a doctor on the front line. I understand you're still practicing medicine right through this. You're doing it through a unique method called telehealth. How does that work? It's pretty exciting to hear about that.
Yeah, so at Optum Care Medical Group, we have been starting with telemedicine. So there is a way that we can use something called secure video where we basically Zoom our patients. We can basically see their face and they could see my face, and then I could have a conversation with them as they were in the office.
Wow. And are you able to diagnose by seeing things? Can you see a rash or in someone's mouth, or how does that all work?
Yeah. So it's easier for me to see the patients because it's hard for them to describe things. So when they're having a cough, a cold, I could see in their mouth to see if they have an infection. I could see their noses with congestion. I could see their face if it's red. So that really helps me come up with my diagnosis. And yes, a lot of people are having rashes right now. So they could actually just show me the rash instead of describe it, so then I can know what kind of rash it is.
Wow. Well, let's talk about some of the things that you want to talk about. You specialize in working with geriatric medicine, kind of a bit older folks. Those people also are a part of one of the groups that they say needs to be extra careful through this coronavirus pandemic. What advice do you have for folks who may be 65 and older?
So right now there has been things that are lifted, but I still think that the 65 and older population needs to be careful and be cautious because COVID is still out there. People are still getting infected. People are still dying. So they should limit themselves to go outside. And if they need to go outside, just go for like a leisurely walk and also practice safe hygiene as well. So wash your hands very often. And if you do go to the grocery markets or something like that, then stay 6 feet apart from other people.
What advice do you have for people who have loved ones who are older? How can we help them stay safe?
So if you have a loved one that is older and you don't live with them, I think Zooming and FaceTiming is very important because a lot of times patients that are older, they're very depressed and anxious during this time. So it's very important to keep constant communication. And if you do live with an older person, then you should always like try to help them out, especially with groceries. Make sure that they stay at home as much as possible and do their errands for them.
Ah, okay. Now, there's a group of other people who were wanting to reach out and be extra careful with, and that's folks who have certain underlying conditions. Kind of walk us through, in addition to those who are older, there's some other folks that you're concerned about.
Yes, so the aging population is at higher risk, but there's also patients that have comorbidities that are at high risk of getting COVID. So those chronic conditions include like heart disease, cancer, emphysema, COPD, stroke, diabetes, and dementia. So even if you're not 65, if you have these conditions, you are still considered high risk and could get the COVID easier than other patients.
And so those folks should take those same kind of precautions and see if they can limit their exposure outside or around people, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. They have to follow the same precautions.
Good. All right, we have about a minute left. What are some general tips all of us can live by? You mentioned the washing hands. that's something that if any lesson we've learned from coronavirus is people really learned about how important it is to wash your hands and to not touch your face.
Yes, so that's important. And washing hands doesn't mean just running your hands in the water. You actually need to use soap and lather and rinse very carefully up to like 20 seconds and then like rinse your hands. You can't just like just do it for 1 second.
And then the other thing is you are a believer in those face coverings. They help people from not spreading things, I guess, is the thing I understand them. There's a bunch of people who are asymptomatic. They don't have symptoms, and this helps them from spreading it, right?
Yes, correct. So even if you don't have symptoms, you may have COVID. So it's important for you to wear a mask. So if a person wears a mask and the other person wears a mask, you have a decreased chance of spreading COVID. So it's important to wear a mask. And it doesn't have to be a surgical mask or an N95 mask that a lot of people hear about. It could just be a simple cloth mask or even a scarf.
My guest is a doctor of osteopath medicine at Optum Care Medical Group in Seal Beach. Dr. Uku Nguyen is with us. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Optum, by the way, is opening its emotional support helpline, providing access to specially trained mental health specialists. This toll-free number, and it will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, will be open as long as necessary. The phone number is 866-342-6892.
AM 870, The Answer.
And finally, this week, we'd like to introduce a new feature to Sunday Morning Newsmakers. Sometimes it seems lately that we've been reporting a lot of news that just isn't that positive. And we're probably guilty of doing that a bit here. But there are rays of light, of hope, stories of people and organizations that have truly stepped up in this challenge and really are making a difference. We'd like to bring you one of those stories this week. We call them Sunday Morning Exceptional Newsmakers. And we begin with a nonprofit in Santa Ana. Angie Rowe is president and executive director of Blind Children's Learning Center.
Blind Children's Learning Center is a couple of things, but it's we're a nonprofit that is with a mission to have serve the visually impaired children through education, early intervention, and family support. So we serve students and children from the age of 0 to 22 through a variety of different early intervention, school age, and then transition programs in the community.
Take us to COVID-19. For all of us, it was a shock. I mean, when they told us, well, people are going to need to work from home or stay at home.
At first, like anything else, when we had to close the school down and all the schools were closed, and that meant also then our regional center services were all discontinued, we kind of sat around and like looked at each other and thought, what the heck are we going to do? But ultimately, our providers, all of the teachers of the visually impaired, our orientation and mobility specialists, and all of our therapists said, you know, we can do this. We just have to figure out how. And so we, like everyone else, began trying to figure out how we could launch online classes for our students and a telehealth platform to provide all of the related services that go with serving children with blindness and other disabilities. So we, in 2 weeks, launched a brand new telehealth platform and that's HIPAA compliant and to provide services, and started each of our classes online. So we took all of our students and grouped them based on their abilities, and we put them into groups and are running seven different sections of classes a day for students based on their ability levels. And so we're teaching everything that they were normally being taught through the online platforms. There is a huge component of parent participation, obviously, that has to come with this. But our parents are very engaged and involved and have been very happy with how we've been meeting their need. So our teachers have gotten really creative. Parent involvement's been really big, and we're just trying to make it work.
And it sounds like one of the sidebar stories for a lot of parents is that they have had a chance to really connect with your kids and learning abilities and learning challenges and along the way, cited or not. And everybody's been forced to make a new normal out of this.
Yes, and they really have. And our parents are very committed to their children to continue to learn and to advance and to make sure that they don't fall behind during this time. You know, as you know, all parents are concerned about those things. But it takes an extra level of commitment, you know, from our parents, because they can't just sit their child in front of the screen and have them work on whatever their studies are. For the most part, they have to be engaged and participating with the teacher. And normally when our teacher would go into the home or would go work with the children here, you know, the parents are dropping them off, right? And they are leaving, and they're turning all of this education over to us during the day, which is okay. Parents, like, in our community need a break, and they need to have that time and send their kids here and have us, the professionals, work with them. But we're also seeing now that the teachers can't be directly with them. The children, especially the more complicated ones with disabilities that are greater than just blindness, they have blindness and other comorbid disabilities. Those kids are really responding to the parental interaction with the teacher and themselves. Now, longer term, you know, we can't keep this up forever, but there has been some great stories come out of these relationships that are happening between the parent and the child and the teacher on the screen.
Again, that's Angie Rowe of Blind Children's Learning Center in Santa Ana, a nonprofit organization doing its part during the coronavirus pandemic. And that'll do it for this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers. We'll see you right back here next Sunday Morning Newsmakers. And be sure to share us with your friends. And if you missed a segment, you can go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com and hear it again. I'm Larry Marino, and I'll see you next time.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, The Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.